الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has many صفات and attributes. وللله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Some point to the Jamal and the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Afu, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Tawwab. But there is another set of sifat and attributes that point to the Jalal, the greatness and the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we want to look at two of those sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is Al-Azim and the second is Al-A'la. Al-Aliyyul Azim. Many times we talk to you about the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one thing that is missing in our lives is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we lack in our heart is that we no longer feel the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the azmat of the hukum and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we left viewing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Azim that day, then the azmat of the commands of Allah ta'ala also leaves our hearts. The azmat of the Prophet left our heart and dunya becomes azim. So tonight we will discuss this attribute of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Azim. Al-Azim means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the magnificent one, is the great one, the mighty one. He is the one who deserves the attributes of exaltment, of glory, of purity from all perfections, from all imperfections. That Allah is so great, and the reality is that we say in Arabic that huwa wara'ul wara, summa wara'ul wara, summa wara'ul wara. That we cannot even imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Huwa al-wara. Allah is beyond our imagination. His greatness is beyond our understanding, beyond our praise. Allah ta'ala, He is extremely exalted in His majesty. And that is one aspect that we have to reflect upon. This maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can begin to leave our sins. Because when a person recognizes the might, the majesty, the azmat of Allah, then only it becomes possible for that individual to leave sins. If you look, that this azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was even on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even the most chosen of human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His azmat, His majesty upon them. He taught the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that it's not your wish that will be fulfilled, but it will be my wish that will be fulfilled. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was so azim that all the angels were told to do sajda to him. All the angels did sajda to him. But Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he had one small slip that he wanted to stay in Jannah, even though Allah had made him for the earth as Khalifa. So one small slip, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the earth. So whose will and whose wish was fulfilled at the end? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wish. Similarly, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he wanted his son to come on the boat with him so that he could be saved. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want this to happen. So whose wish was fulfilled? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wish was fulfilled. The azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine seeing the physical death of your own son and being a prophet alayhi salam and seeing your son drown in front of your own eyes? Seeing the son, the death of a son who's a non-believer, knowing that he's going to go straight to hell. But what? So this is Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he laid down his son and he sharpened his knife and he wanted to use that knife to sacrifice, to slaughter his son. He had a good wish, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want this to happen. So whose will and wish was fulfilled? Was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wish. And at one point, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says in Quran, at one point the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had decided that he should not use honey ever again because it gives off a scent. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lovingly said this in the Quran, that ya ayyuhan nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak, that O Prophet, why do you prohibit yourself? Why do you prohibit yourself from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful for you? Tabtaghi maradat azwajik, seeking the approval and the pleasure of your wives. So after this, the Prophet ﷺ, he began using honey again. So this ayah, it's a small matter, honey. Allah Ta'ala wanted the Prophet ﷺ to use that honey. The Prophet ﷺ had stopped using it. Such a small thing, but revelation was sent down about this. Azmat-e Ilahi. This is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on display in the Quran. It could have been in a hadith. Allah Ta'ala could have let the Prophet ﷺ know this in some hadith, but no. This was an instance where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do izhar, manifest His azmat. So an ayat came down that why did you make haram that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal for you? And the Prophet ﷺ felt that azmat of Allah Ta'ala. So immediately Allah said, Wallahu ghafoorur raheem, they don't worry. Azmat, and then after that, the Rahmat. So tonight, inshallah, we want to look. Yesterday, we looked at some ayat of the Quran, which gave us hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tonight, we want to look at other ayat of the Quran through which we can instill this azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. We can increase this azmat, this majesty of Allah in our heart. And when that heart has azmat, then a person will stay away from sin. So it's decided that in all matters, it's the will and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will dominate over everything. This universe is in the possession of Allah. Every single thing about this universe is in the possession of Allah. It's His creation. Allah's order dominates every single thing all the time. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and wishes will happen. And whatever Allah does not will and wish will never happen. That is why now when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued a command to those two things and said that come into being, taw'an aw karha, willingly or by compulsion. And you come into being happily or by compulsion, just like someone grabs someone and pulls them by the hair on the forehead, right? And then they replied, "Qalata atayna ta'i'een," that we have come willingly. They said that we are hazir, labbaik, we present ourselves willingly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree is supreme in all the universe, every single thing about the universe. Allah's decree is Allah's decree. Allah's hukum is Allah's hukum. Allah's command is Allah's command. And the moment they in their heart, they should feel that azmat. A moment by definition is that person who submits to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the will, the wish, and the decree of Allah. One who surrenders himself or herself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who bows down to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says that from today my will ends and my actions now will be according to the will of my Lord. That is why the Prophet used to take this pledge, this bet from the Sahaba Ikram, that wasma'u wa ati'u, listen and believe. Listen and believe. We think this is an ordinary and a simple thing, but this is a very, very important thing. That a person listens to the command of Allah in the Quran. They listen, they believe, and then they obey. This is a quality that not many people have. And the reason why we don't have this is because we don't have the azmat of Allah in our heart. And we don't have the azmat of the hukum and the command of Allah in our heart. Some people, they listen to the Quran, but they don't obey. So you should obey, you should listen, you should understand, and you should also obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah is saying in the Quran. That person will be known as a mu'min. So the real thing is obedience of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't have the azmat of this hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's easy for us to go against the wish of Allah and we don't even feel it. That's why we need to talk about this again and again so that we learn from it, that we should not go against the command of Allah. Rather, we should follow the command of Allah. Don't we see in a very ordinary sense, husband, he says that this is my house and my orders will be obeyed here. And if you don't like this, then a person can leave this house. He says the same thing to his son. Right? If we who are weak and dependent, but even then we can't bear that someone else's will should come to pass in our house. We say this to our son. So if we say the same thing to our son, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Allah is the creator, is the Malik, the Khalik, the one who gives life and the one who takes away that life, who fills this life with the ni'mat. And if someone goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will be the fate of that person? If a sweeper goes against the king, what will be the fate of that sweeper? And we don't even compare like that sweeper compares to that king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much higher than that in comparison. We are creation, we are makhluk, and we are weak. So we should listen to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just obey. Try our best to work on this. And if you can't obey completely, we should think it is our fault. We should consider the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be superior, to be azim, than every other thing. And when a person has this azmat, then they submit themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a story that Maulana Rum Rahmatullah has written, and he has written a couple of stories about what means that a person submits themselves and submits themselves to the hukum of Allah. And this is a story about a person known as Ayaz, who was in the court of Sultan Mahmud of Ghazna. And Ayaz, he was the ghulam, you can think he was the servant of that king, the khadim of that king. So Mahmud once asked him that, "What is your name?" And Ayaz replied that, "My name is whatever you chose to call me." Then Mahmud asked him that, "What do you do?" Ayaz replied that, "I will do whatever you ask of me." And the king said that, "What will you wear?" And Ayaz replied that, "Whatever you clothe me in, that's what I'm going to wear." The king said that, "What will you eat?" And Ayaz replied that, "Whatever you give me to eat, I will eat." The king said that, "What makes you happy?" Ayaz replied that, "Whatever makes you happy makes me happy." This is a story that's there to teach us what's the moral of the story. That this is known as surrendering oneself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is known as ubudiyat and abdiyat and servanthood. This is the greatest maqam any person can get, to become the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a perfect servant and slave of Allah. We say in the kalima, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." First we testify to the ubudiyya of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we testify to the risalat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to be as perfect a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as that Ayaz was to that king. How obedient the dog is to his master. How loyal the dog is to his master. The dog, look at the loyalty of the dog. He guards the owner's house the entire night. There is no proper bed accommodation made for him to rest. No AC, no home. There's no grand breakfast laid out for him. And the master sits at the lavish table laid out in front of him. He throws a few bones and scraps towards that dog. When the dog comes near, the master throws a shoe at him. Physical abuse. The dog doesn't run away. It doesn't complain that you didn't ask me. That very night he will go out and guard the house as loyally, as much loyalty as he did the previous night. Never complains, never leaves. This servanthood Allah has placed in the animals. It's a sign for us that we are also supposed to have that same bandagi and submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pious old man said that, "I learned ubudiyya from a horse." And he asked, "How?" He said, "If while riding my horse, the horse steps on a nail, the horse will not stop. It cannot say that I've stepped on a nail and now I need to go slow. If I beat my horse and ask it to go faster, it will run faster. If I stop to get something to drink, ignore my horse, it will go and drink that dirty sewer water. I stop to sleep during the night while the horse is tied up to a tree. Next morning, we travel at the same speed with that nail in his hoof." Allah takes a qasam and oath about these horses of the Mujahideen in the Quran. What an obedient animal, riding at the commands of his master. The horse can see the spear in front of him. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ زَبْحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. He can see the spear in front of him, but the master says, "You must ride, wade through it." And the horse goes straight into it. What ubudiyya? This is ubudiyya. So the horse is more loyal creation. He's a more loyal servant to us than we are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once this Ayaz was in the service of a king, and the king used to give him a lot of khidma, a lot of favor. He used to consult with him. And the other courtiers were jealous of Ayaz, as they couldn't understand why Ayaz was so close to the king. So they were always thinking of ways to embarrass Ayaz. And once they asked the king that, why does he favor Ayaz so much? And next day the king got a fruit that was extremely bitter and gave it to everyone. And all the courtiers said that this is very bitter. But Ayaz was eating the fruit and smiling. And the king asked Ayaz, isn't this fruit bitter? He said, it's bitter. But then the king said that, why are you eating? Ayaz said, I was thinking that the king has always fed me sweet fruits. Now, if he has given me something bitter, why should I complain? And the king said, this is the quality that Ayaz has. He has qadrdani. He doesn't complain. Once the king decided to test the intelligence of the courtiers, so he brought a large diamond from his treasure along with the hammer and announced that today I'm going to test your intelligence. And he gave them to the first person and asked him to break that diamond. That person refused to break it and said that this is a valuable diamond. How can we break it? So the diamond went from one person to the second, from one hand to the second hand. Each one was refusing it until it came in the hands of Ayaz. And then king said to Ayaz to break this diamond. And Ayaz put it on the floor and struck it so hard that he smashed it into small pieces. And everyone was angry at Ayaz that he's so stupid and dumb that he did such a huge loss. And the king asked Ayaz that, why did he break that diamond? And Ayaz said that, king, I had two options. Either I could have broken the diamond or I could have broken your command. So I broke the diamond instead, as it was less valuable in my eyes than your command. This is known as azmat of the command. This is the quality that we need to have, the quality of Ayaz, that we also view Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum as most valuable in our life. That I can break everything else, but I cannot break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's that azim, because this is coming from Allah who's al-azim. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayh is written that man, a person, they can think to their limit about the greatness and the magnificence of Allah, the majesty of Allah, that Allah is great. But whatever limit they will reach, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than that. Then he can think that maybe, okay, Allah is greater than my thoughts. But then whatever level they are thinking, Allah is even greater than their thought. Such is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah says that this azmat, this kibriyai, this greatness is my shawl, it's my garment. And whoever tries to partake from it, tries to enter my rope, Allah breaks that person. Feeble people, when they try to break the commands of Allah, we should think about this hadith. That whenever, one thing to always remember and know, is that whenever a person breaks the commands of Allah, then there is a wabal and punishment will reach that person. Because these are commands coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not simple commands to be taken lightly. These are commands of Allah. Whoever breaks them, there is some wabal and punishment. And in Quran, we want to look at this step by step. Multiple stories, multiple places, so many powerful nations, extremely strong, with a lot of wealth. These were nations. Allah speaks about them. It's not for mere storytelling. The purpose was to make us understand that we gave these nations so many ni'mat and blessings. They lived a comfortable life in these blessings. But then when they became proud and they broke the command of Allah, see what happened to them. See what we did to them. It was the silent, Allah says, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْتَ عَذَابٍ. It was the silent stick of your Lord that was waiting for them. And then Allah struck. Sabba alayhim rabbuka. Your Lord, he poured upon them this sawta azab, whipped them with this lash of punishment. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Fir'aun, he was so proud. He used to say, Alaysa li mulkun Misra, that, oh my people, doesn't this kingdom of Egypt belong to me? And these rivers flowing beneath me? And Allah mentioned those rivers. And then Allah also mentioned that Allah drowned him inside those very same river. Fir'aun, drowned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qarun, Allah mentions, he used to say that, Ya laytalana mithna ma utiya Qarun. People envied Qarun, that he had so much wealth, that we wish we would also have wealth like was given to Qarun. People used to envy him, but what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We caused the earth to swallow him and his house and his home. Everything was swallowed by that earth. Qarun was decimated from the face of this earth. Then we had the Qaum of Aad. Aad was a very strong and a tall and proud people. Allah says about them, they used to say, Man ashaddu minna quwwa, that who is greater than us in strength? Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad, that created the likes of lands that no one had seen before. They would carve the mountain so strong that they could carve and pierce the mountains and make their dwelling places there. Very strong, tall, fat, and proud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, when they broke the command of Allah, Allah sent alayhim rihan sarsara. We sent upon them a screaming wind. For the mu'min, it was a pleasant breeze. But for the unbeliever, for those who defied the commands of Allah, that wind would toss them on the ground. And their bodies were all over the ground. Ka'annahum a'jazu nakhlin khaviya, as if they were hollow trunks of palm trees. Hollow trunks of palm trees lying on the ground, scattered all over the ground. Allah is Allah. When Abraha tried to destroy the Baytullah Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these ababil, and they would pebble the army of Abraha and made him into a kayava bhus, right? Fluff. Then we have to remember that the makhluk is makhluk, but Allah is Allah. Allah is Al-Azim. Look what happened to the Qaum of Lut. Lut, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. These people, they went against nature. When Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam tried to preach them, they refused to believe, they refused to listen, they refused to obey. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? An angel picked up that piece of land, took it to the skies, and let it fall upside down on the ground. The whole community was taken up, turned upside down, and smashed on the ground. That's how they ended their life. That's the jalal, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to decimating someone, he can pick that community and then smash it back on the ground. The Qaum of Yahud, the Jews, they tried to alter the commands of Allah. They thought that we could play tricks with the command of Allah, that Allah ruled for us that we should not fish on the Sabbath, on Saturday. But they would alter the commands of Allah, play trickery and deception with Allah. So what happened? Then they were not allowed to catch the fish on the Sabbath. They gathered on that day and they would place their nets. And then they would pick up the nets on the next day. That's how they tried to alter, do masakh of the commands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return altered their faces and their jism and their physical self. Allah said, Kunu qiradatan khasi'in. They made them become monkeys. You dare to alter my orders, I will alter your very faces. They became monkeys, lived for 3 days, and then all of them died after 3 days. So when any community, any individual, they left the order of Allah to fulfill their own desires, then this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this punishment upon them. And Allah says in Quran that so many nations have passed before you, and how many a cities were insolent towards the command of their Lord and his messengers. Atat an amri rabbiha wa rusulihi. So we took them to a severe accounting. Fahasabnaha hisaban shadida. We took a severe accountability for them, from them. And then wa'azzabnaha azaban nukra. And we punished them with a terrible punishment. Fazaqat. And they tasted the bad consequences of their affairs. Wa'aqibatu amriha khusra. And the outcome of their affairs was an utter, complete state of loss. So many nations, Allah made them a source of ibra. Ibra, counsel for the nations to come from me and you. This is not a new story. These are stories teaching us what is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can take heed from them. There was another qawm that is mentioned in the Quran. Qawm is Sabah, who used to live in Yemen. They had a lot of gardens, had a large dam to store water. No water problem. They used to use that water for irrigating their gardens. And the Mufassirin, they say that if a person would carry an empty basket on their head, before the garden would end, the basket would be filled with falling fruits. They had the banana gardens, 40 mile long in this day and age. That was their type. Allah says in Quran, لَقَدَ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ, that there was for the tribe, the community of Saba, in their dwelling places a sign. جَنَّتَانِ أَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ, there are two fields of garden on the right and on the left. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ, and eat, they were told to eat from the provisions of your Lord. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and be grateful to Allah. Baldatun tayyibatun, a good land has been given to you. Wa rabbun ghafoor, and you have such a forgiving Lord. It was a city of peace. But then they disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an azab, punishment of the water. Wherever the water went, the trees would not be able to grow there. Allah says in Quran, فَعَارَدُوا, that when, but they turned away, they refused. So فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرَمِ, and we sent upon them the flood of that dam. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ, and we replaced their two fields of garden with gardens of bitter fruit. With bitter fruit. And something of sparse trees, whatever they had was taken away. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا, and through this we repaid them because of what they disbelieved. وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ, and we thus repay this to those who are ungrateful to Allah. Those who don't listen to Allah, don't obey the commands of Allah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to them. And then this city of Itmenan, and this city of Aman, Aman means peace. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً, that Allah coins for you an example, a city which was safe and secure. Its provisions used to come to it in abundance from every location. But فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, they denied the favors of Allah. So Allah made them taste the libas al-ju'i wal-khawf, made them taste the garment. Allah enveloped them with hunger, with fear, because of the fact that they disobeyed the commands of Allah. When they disobeyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave them the libas of hunger and fear. Just like a dress is with one always, you know, wearing the dress always. So they were always in a state of fear. They were always in a state of hunger. About the Jews, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we gave them the result of their mutiny when they violated the promises and pledges they made to the Prophet and to the Sahaba. Allah gave them the compensation. The Prophet says that those who obey me, Allah has made izzat for them. And those who go against it, that commands of Allah, they will get zillat. Abu Jahl got zillat. Abu Lahab got zillat. Walid got zillat. Izzat was for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, from Habasha. Black color, heavy lips, slave, but izzat. When a person breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, Allah will say, we send wabal of this on you. The punishment will come on your own self. Then when someone tries to change the command of Allah, Allah will also do tit for tat. Right? Someone tries to do sin with the other person. Some sin will be done with your own self, with your own family. You look at someone with lust. Someone will look at your family with lust. It's tit for tat. You commit zina with someone else. Someone will commit zina with your own family. And then number three, if you break the command, the pledge, Allah says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Then when they break their commands of Allah, the pledge from of Allah, then we send la'na upon them. La'na means that we put them outside the folds of our mercy. And waja'alna qulubahum qasiya. We made their hearts hard. Pathar, like a rock. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to take revenge, it's very, very severe. In offices, we have this rule, right? Some people say, they make such laws, right, of management. Rule number one, boss is always right. Rule number two, if boss is wrong, see rule number one. This is what the rules they make to run the offices of the dunya. And even though that boss is just a mere human being and has weaknesses, but we obey in order to make things work. Why not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Azim? And there is azmat in every single one of his command. There's perfection in every single command. Perfection in every attribute. These animals are better than us. The goat is better than us. It leaves the food, goes to the master, goes to the owner. The child does not eat if the father tells that child not to. The doctors, we go to the doctor, they give us some instructions. On the doctor's instructions, a patient leaves all kind of food. And we don't leave sin due to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goat is better. The child is better. That patient is better. But we are not able to leave sin due to the command of Allah. So Allah does become angry. Allah becomes upset, gets wrath. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry, then things can change very fast. They can go wrong very quickly. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows how to give his blessings, he also knows how to take them back. And we should be afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest he takes those ni'mate back. Nashukri, that when a person doesn't do qadr of their ni'mate, Allah takes all of those ni'mate and all of those blessings one by one, taken back. For those who know Indian subcontinent history, there was a king, Mughal king, emperor by the name of Bahadur Shah Zafar. He was a king, Mughal emperor, had all the luxuries of life, and then everything was taken. He was jailed. His hands were cuffed, handcuffs on his hand. And then the ultimate, he had 11 sons, and there came a point where he saw the severed heads of 11 sons presented in front of him on a platter. Think what would be the condition of that person, Bahadur Shah Zafar. We should put this into our hearts that we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are living in a time, in a day and age where there is a new fitna that we try to present logic in front of the commands of Allah. Earlier people used to accept that we are wrong. Now they say we will use logic. If you tell a woman that she has to do hijab, she says hijab is only in the eyes. If you say more, she'll say hijab is only on the face. It's not part of Islam. If you tell a man that don't take interest, he says this interest is only about the yesteryear. These banks are okay. We try to justify our sins. We justify our sins. We question that why did Allah Ta'ala make pork haram? Who are we to question the command of Allah? What is our stature to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands? This is due to our pride. This is because our stomachs are full and we have ni'mat. That's why we question. And the first person to do this questioning was none other than Shaitan. When he was asked that, why didn't you do sajda? He gave logic. That ana khayrun minhu, you made me from fire and you've made him from earth. He did so much ibadat, he lost it completely. Lost all of that. Allah told him, get up and leave. Said that till the day of judgment, you will have my la'nat. Right? We shouldn't give logic. Just accept that we made a mistake. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he made a slip. He did not. When he was asked that, why did you make a slip? Didn't give any logic. Simply ajizi, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, accepted his mistake. Allah, I've done zulm on myself, wronged myself, and asked for forgiveness. And when you ask for forgiveness, Allah forgave. To say that I made a mistake, but Allah, please forgive me. This is the way of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But this has become very difficult for us these days. We should remember one golden statement. And if we can begin to use this statement, this sentence on our tongue, a lot of our relationships will become like relationships of Jannat. And that statement is that I made a mistake, please forgive me. That's it. The sons can say this to their father, I made a mistake, please forgive me. The wife can say this to their husband. The husband can say this to his wife. We can say this to our teachers. But we don't say this. Very difficult for us to have that humility to be able to make this one statement sentence. We don't want to accept our mistakes. The sons, they don't ask their father. Husbands don't ask their wife. Wives don't ask their husbands. Students don't ask their teachers. We don't ask for forgiveness. And if we accept, and same thing in our relationship with Allah's Father, if we accept our mistake and ask forgiveness, Allah will forgive. This is the sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Allah commanded him to make a boat and said that we will save your family and those who believe. The boat was made. The flood came. The believer sat inside that boat, but his young son did not come. Now we are sinners ourselves, but if you see our children do wrong, we are also pained. So think what will happen to the, not the awliya, to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He is asking his son to come on board, but he's not listening. And then he's drowned in front of the eyes of the father. That father who can't even bear if the child is hurt slightly. Here the son died, and that too without iman. Now imagine what happens to Nuh alayhi salam next. He is saddened. And what does a person do when you're sad? You're supposed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he turned to Allah and he made dua that, oh my Rabb, my son was among my family and your promises are true. I'm just translating the ayat of the Quran now. But what was the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again mentioned in the Quran that, O Nuh alayhi salam, he was not from your family. He was not from your family. He was a person of bad deeds. So in that way, we took him out of your family. And then Allah ta'ala says that, do not dare ask me for what you do not know. I'm giving you nasiha, that don't talk to me like the ignorant. Allahu Akbar Kabira. These are word-to-word translations of the Quran. Allah is talking to his prophet, to his Nabi. And Allah had promised that I will save your family. And all that Nuh alayhi salam said was that, Allah, you had promised me that you will save my family, and your promises are indeed true. And look at the type of reply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. That, O Nuh alayhi salam, I'm giving you nasihat, that don't ever dare talk to me like an ignorant one. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on full display. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam did not say that, oh Allah, but you had promised me. Instead, immediate ubudiyat, abdiyat. Qala rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'aluka ma laysa li bihi ilm. Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, I seek refuge in you from asking anything of which I have no knowledge. Wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akum min al khasirin. And unless you forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will be amongst the losers. This is called accepting your mistake. We know Allah is Rahman and Rahim. We should also know that Allah is Al-Azim, Al-Qahar, Al-Jabbar, Al-Zu-Muntaqim. Allah says, Inna min al-mujrimina muntaqimun. That Allah takes muntaqim, revenge from the mujrimin. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces, no one can give him izzat and grace. We need to learn what is abadiyat. This is the message of this name, Al-Azim. Remember the azmat of Allah and the command and the azmat of the commands of Allah. And then your response should be that you submit to the commands of Allah with submissiveness, with ubudiyah, like a servanthood, like perfect slavery, perfect servant to Allah, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Learn this ubudiyah by observing the way how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were treated. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at the azmat again. Look at how Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had to leave Jannah. Azmat of Allah. The khitab, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hesitation of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Azmat of Allah. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's musibat, that his son Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away from him. He was put inside that musibat, lost his eyesight, cried for so many years. Azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, placed inside that well, then placed behind bars for 9 years. Azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, his head is being chopped off. Azmat of Allah. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, his head was being cut off from his jism. Azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he is imprisoned in the belly of that whale. And what is he saying? Again, ajizi. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So if we can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala razi, even if it means we have to get our skin ripped off, it's a good bargain. It's a good bargain. We have to make Allah ta'ala razi and pleased and save ourselves from that punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We looked at all the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. Now, how did Allah Ta'ala do izhar, manifest this azmat in front of His beloved, in front of the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole universe, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to Quran, Azim wa Shan. Three verses. We see the azmat of Allah ta'ala in full display. First verse, Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu fastaqim. Fastaqim kama umirta wa man taba ma'ak. Allah Ta'ala's azmat is such that He can also command the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran for every single believer to read this. That how Allah can command His beloved even. Fastaqim, direct, darja, stand firm. Oh, the Prophet ﷺ, stand firm, be steadfast. Kama umirta, like you have been commanded. Waman taba ma'ak, and those who do tawbah with you, they should also do istiqamat. Now this revelation could have been outside of Quran, could have been in hadith. But Allah Ta'ala had to show that Allah is Allah. Even with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azmat is great. Allah is al-azim. Wa man taba ma'ak. Then, the second ayah. So if such a muqaddas, such a beloved being, the Prophet is being addressed in such a way, we should think that who are we? Shaykh Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah is mentioned two other ayahs in the Quran. First ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet وَلَئِنْ شِعْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. This is the wala in shi'na. This is the royal we. Allah says to the Prophet, if we so will, we will take away all that we have revealed to you. This is the azmat of Allah Ta'ala telling this to the Prophet. We should also think that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He can take everything back. All the ilm, Allah is saying, that we have given you, O Prophet, O Messenger. If Allah wishes, if we will, we can take away every single thing that we have revealed to you. Don't do naz on this ilm that you have. Don't think this is your own. Subhanallah, this is Allah telling it to the Prophet ﷺ. Allah with so much azmat, and still we are not fearful. Still we are not afraid. Everything depends on merely the desire and the chahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the second verse, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, this is Surah Al-Isra, verse number 74 and 75. وَلَوْلَا أَن سَبَتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرَكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. That if He had not made you firm, if He had not made you sabit qadam, then you would have inclined towards the dunya. You would have fallen a little in the web of the people of the dunya. And then verse 75. Izzan la'azaqanaqa. Then if you had you inclined even slightly, only a little, into the web of the people of dunya, had you done that, then la'azaqanaqa zi'fal hayati wa zi'fal mamati. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا. Allahu Akbar. Go and read the translation of verse 75 yourself. Surah Al-Isra 75. We're amazed. We are amazed at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That had you done that, we would have made you taste double the punishment in this life and double the punishment in death. If ever you think of sinning in your life, you should read these two ayat of the Quran. Read this verse 75 over again, over and over again. You would be shaken. You would tremble. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala is so great. It's so great on all the prophets, alayhi salatu wassalam, and even on his beloved prophet, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And that's why the Prophet he made a long dua at Ta'if, that Allahumma ilayka ashku zu'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala nas. Then, if this was not enough, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address the ummahatul mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu, the beloveds of the beloved of Allah? Allah says to them in the Quran that, O wives of the Prophet sallallahu, whoever brings a manifest open fahisha, sin, from amongst you, then for you will be a double azab, double punishment. And this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bride then should leave any girl, any daughter, any wife, if this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the ummahatul mu'mineen, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then any pride or drop of pride should evaporate completely from any one of our hearts. Allah is saying this is Allah's deal, that Allah has given us this life and we have still no punishment. Once there was a man who was making dua while making tawaf, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghazabik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghazabik. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from your ghazab, from your wrath. Someone asked him that, what kind of a dua is this? And he said that once a beautiful woman was passing and I looked up to see her and I got slapped such that the sight of that eye is gone. Allahu Akbar. If Allah made this into a law that whoever looks on a ghair mahram, this is what's going to happen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satariyat leaves us, the fact that Allah has concealed our sin, then no one would even want to spit in our direction. But this is the satar. Allah is a satar. Allah has given a muhlat, a respite, that maybe the month of Ramadan will come, people will realize their sins, and we will make decisions, and we will repent, and we will submit ourselves to the commands of Allah. We have to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Surrender. That's why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, once you realize the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said this, that it is sufficient izzat and honor for me that Allah, you are my Rabb. And enough izzat and dignity for me that I am your slave. Subhanallah, this is izzat, that Allah is our Rabb. That azim Rabb is our Lord, and I am the slave and the servant of that azim Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also very azim in his kareem, in his karam. Allah is saying that if you can, had they done istighfar, even those people who said that Allah is three, trinity, Allah said to them that if they had done istighfar, I would have turned to them in forgiveness. Turned to them and forgave them. So kareem that even the mushrikun, Allah is kareem with them if they can turn in istighfar. So kareem and lenient and soft that even that Fir'aun who said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, that I am the Rabbi A'la, I'm the greatest Rabb. But Allah Ta'ala tells the prophets, Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, that go speak to him, but kaulan layyina, speak to him softly. The greatest terrorist, the greatest tyrant and dictator, but Allah's hidayat is that speak to him softly. So right now we are believers, we have iman, this ni'mat of iman, and we do sajda every day multiple times, and we say subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-azim. So we can inshallah then make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, make us people. We are from the ummah of your Habib, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we should always remember that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remember the azmat of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then have ajazi, humility. Like the Prophet taught us in several du'as, ajazi, at Taif, that Allah, I complain to you of my weakness, the weakness of my strength, my own weakness. The Prophet used to present his own ajazi and weakness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba Ikram also, they used to present their ajizi. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Look at the ajizi. Allah, I've oppressed myself. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Allah, don't change my heart away from iman. Used to make these du'as. That, oh Allah, I am the servant. I'm the slave of your servant. I'm the slave of your male-born servant. The son and of your female born servant. Allahumma inni abduk wa abnu abdik wa abnu amatik nasiyati biyadik. My forehead is in your hands. Mazin fi hukmik adlun fi qazaik as'aluka bi kulli ismin sammayta bihi nafsak. Subhanallah, these du'as are dars of humility. These are the du'as of the anbiya alayhi salam, du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Means that we also have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility. The Sahaba Ikram, the reason why Allah made them great was because of their humility, was because of their ajizi. When a person develops their ajizi and humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them kubuliya. And this is the main problem that we have. That we have this azmat of our own self inside our heart. As long as we have that azmat, we will never be able to. We have to take out that azmat. It's not about us. We have to become miskeen and ajiz servants of Allah, like Allah says in Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every single one of you is needy and dependent, fakir towards Allah, muhtaj of Allah. And the Sahaba also, they had this complete kamil level of ajizi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, used to make dua, Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira. Allah, make me small in my eyes. And fi ayunin nasi kabira, make me big in the eyes of other people because they can accept the word of deen. But make me small and weak, very tiny in my own eyes, insignificant in my own eyes. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone asked him that, who are you? He said, I'm just an ordinary Muslim. I'm just an ordinary Muslim, one of the Muslims. He did not say that I'm the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm Khalifatul Rasul. I'm the conqueror of Khaybar. No. When he introduced himself, I'm just a simple Muslim. I'm Banda. This is ajizi. So if you want, we have to keep the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside our heart, and we have to spread our hands before Allah ta'ala with humility. That's what we have to do in these nights of Ramadan. That we extend our hands before Allah ta'ala with a pure, with a true heart, and then we ask Allah ta'ala, imploring Allah Ta'ala using His beautiful names, doing bayan of the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, praising Allah Ta'ala, and then we make dua with the yakin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as. Remember this, I'll just end with one or two points. First is that whenever in the dunya there is a person who is very wealthy, and that wealthy person does not like listening, that someone came to his door and they asked for something, but they didn't get anything. And then that beggar goes telling people that I came to this door, but that person returned me empty-handed. That wealthy person doesn't like this, that the beggar would say such a thing, would keep saying this to other people. If the wealthy of this dunya do not like to hear such a statement, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also on the day of Qiyamah does not like to listen the statement from any other servant. That, oh Allah, in the dunya, I came to your door and I asked you, but you did not accept my dua. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of an individual. Ya to the dunya is accepted. Ya to the dua is accepted in one of the ways. It's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter, so the more ajazi and humility we have, and the more azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have in our hearts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as. We have to learn in this month of Ramadan, we mentioned last time also, to do qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't done qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will all matter on the day of judgment. That's the exam day. Who studied this lesson in the dunya and who did not? On that day, Allah says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. That day Allah will announce to all that today whose sovereignty will prevail? Who will be the Malik? Whose azmat will become apparent? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Only one Allah, one Zordar Allah. So one should not go in front of this one Zordar Allah with sins. We should be afraid. We should be afraid that what will we say on that day? The manzar, the scene of Qiyamah given by Allah is very ajeeb. We don't have the himmat to give a talk on that till now. It's best that we learn this lesson before that day. Better we learn to tremble now rather than trembling on that day. Until such a time that you don't tremble with the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not a complete true Muslim. You have to become a Muslim who trembles. Allah says in Quran, Innamal mu'minuna. Innamal mu'minuna. Alladhina idha dhukirallah. Wajilat kulubahum. That when Allah is mentioned in front of their hearts will start to tremble. Learn this lesson of trembling, and then it will become easy to abstain from sins. And if we don't learn this lesson from saving ourselves from sins, then that day will be very, very hard. Allah says in Quran that those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maqam of Allah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. They fear the maqam of their Rabb and they stop their nafs from giving into their vain desires, their caprice, their passions, their hawa. Then for such people, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Jannat will be their abode. They will dwell therein forever. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us this maqam of fear. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this azmat in our heart. We have to become people of azim iman. We have to become people who feel this azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. And we feel the azmat of every single hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. So that inshallah then we can stay away from sins. This azmat will help us stay away from sins. And then we can become the takers of this azim ajr and azim rahmat of Allah Ta'ala and save ourselves from this azim azab and punishment and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our hearts the azmat of this azim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant our hearts this azmat of this name al-azim wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. امید تو ہے انشاءاللہ. سبحان رب الوهاب، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا يا رب كريم. يا الله you are our kind and merciful رب. يا رب كريم you are our خالق، you are our مالك، you are our رازق، you are our creator. Allah, you are our cherisher, our sustainer, our nourisher, nurturer. Allah, you are our Rabb. Zalamna anfusana. Allah, we have done zulm on ourselves. Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. Allah, we have allowed ourselves to become distant. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight in Tawbah. Allah, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. Zalamna anfusana. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Allah, if you don't forgive us, if you don't shower us with your rahmah, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then we'll be amongst the lost ones. We'll be in a state of utter and complete absolute loss. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight and ask you to, Ya Allah, remove our names from that loss. Remove our names from that khusr. To take our names out from that list of khasirin. To place our list on the other list of people who are faizin, who are muflihun, who are muhtadin, who are muttaqin, who are sabirin, shakirin, khashi'in, khaifin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this dua from us. Accept this intention from all of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us your muhabba so that this muhabba can help us stay away from sins. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we also ask you tonight for your azmat, so that this azmat can also help us stay away from sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the muhabba. Grant us your muhabba so that we can come close to you towards good through good deeds. And Ya Allah, grant us your azmat so that we can stay away from those things that are displeasing to you, those things that are distasteful to you, despicable to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us azmat of your zaat in our heart. Let us feel your azmat inside of our heart. Let our hearts tremble and quiver and shiver, Allah, with your azmat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant a tajalli of azmat on our hearts. Grant a tajalli of azmat on our zahir. Grant a tajalli of azmat on our eyes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make our eyes muttaqi. Put haya inside of our eyes. Allah, put a tajalli of azmat on our tongue. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save this tongue from backbiting. Save this tongue from disobeying. Save this tongue from lying, from ghiba. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, cast a tajalli, Ya Allah, of your azmat inside of our heart, such that, Ya Allah, we can eliminate and remove all the unlawful feelings from our heart. All the unlawful emotions from our heart. All the unlawful memories from our mind. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we want to feel your azmat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we ask you to grant us the azmat of your Quran. Azmat of the deen of Islam. Azmat of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, grant us azmat of your hukum, of your commands, of every single verse of the Quran. Every single hukum of the Quran, Sunnah, and Sharia. Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us like that ayaz, that servant. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us bandagi. Grant us kamil bandagi. That never ever do we dare to break your command in our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, no matter what the loss is, no matter what the price is, no matter what we see with our eyes in the dunya, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we never want to break any one of your commands. Ya Allah, we make this pledge to you. Allah, we ask you for himmat and tawfiq. Allah, we ask you to accept this intention from us, this niyat from us. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to place this such an azmat inside of our hearts that will prevent us from ever sinning in our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the azmat of this Quran, the azmat of the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, enable us to adorn ourselves with this azim Sunnah, to adorn our zahir with this Sunnah, adorn our batin with this Sunnah. Let us see the azmat of this Sunnah as azim. Let us see the beauty of this Sunnah as beauty. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove the veils, remove the covers from our eyes, and let us see haq as it is. Let us see haqqa haqqa. Let us see batil as batila. Allah, grant us the tawfiq and ability to follow haq, and grant us the ability and tawfiq to stay away from that which is batil. Ya Rabbi Kareem, sunnat is beautiful. Allah, we ask you to give us that life that is according to the sunnah, the zahir and the batin. Make us people, Ya Allah, who fall in love with the sunnah, who feel the azmat of the sunnah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us azmat of all the sha'airullah, of all the signs and manifestation of yourself. Grant us the azmat of baytullah. Grant us the azmat of kitabullah. Grant us the azmat of everything that is a connection with you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, take out all the other azmat from our hearts. Allah, we have made this dunya azim in our heart. Allah, smash this dunya from our heart. Allah, take this dunya out from our heart. Take this idol of dunya from our heart. Break this into pieces, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, just like you smashed and decimated the previous aqwam, the qawm and societies which against, those societies which against your hukum, that went against your hukum and commands. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, it's this nafs and shaitan. Allah, it's this unlawful love that we have in our hearts, these idols that we have inside of ourselves. Allah, that make us disobey you. Allah, we ask you tonight, Allah, smash these idols once and for all. Allah, smash them completely. Remove these idols from our heart. Break this idol of the nafs. Break this nafs-e ammara. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us nafs-e mutma'inna. Allah, save us from this shaitan. Allah, take this shaitan away from us. Save us from this insinuations and whisperings of shaitan and this dunya and the makhluk, which has become mu'azziz in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, take this izzat out from our heart. Allah, take this love, unlawful love from our heart. Wipe our hearts clean, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts. Allah, anything that is unlawful, impermissible, Allah, take that out, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove it completely. Ya Allah, break it, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to break all those things that are inside of our heart that are unlawful. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, place only your azmat inside of our heart. Allah, we don't want to feel any greatness for anything else in this world. No power, no stature, no weaponry, nothing, Ya Allah. Allah, we just want to have your azmat inside of our heart. Just like Alhamdulillah, Al-Azmatulillah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, all azmat belongs to you and you alone. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us a rishta and ta'alluq with you. Allah, grant us a true ta'alluq with you. Grant us a true ta'alluq with you, Ya Allah. Enable us to know and experience your ma'rifah of this name that you are Al-Azim. Allah, grant us kamal in your ma'rifat. Grant us shiddat in our muhabbat for you. Allah, grant us dawam in our zikr, in our remembrance of you, such that we are remembering you every single moment, all the time. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the sweetness of your intimacy, of your proximity, of your closeness. Let us experience that sweetness every single moment of our life until we leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to live on this life of Iman, to live only and purely for your sake, in your name, by your name. Allah, let us also die on your name and to be raised up again tomorrow in front of you in such a state that you are razi and pleased with us. We are pleased with you, that you are smiling at us. We are smiling back at you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let that day of Qiyamah be the happiest day of our life. Let that day of Qiyamah be the most izzat bharadin of our life. the most dignified and honorable day for us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the izzat and the blessings of that day also. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the tawfiq to live our life here in this dunya such that we feel your muhabba and your azma every day, every moment in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that by the azmat of this deen of Islam, Allah also make us people who have azim iman. Grant us azmat in our iman. Allah, we are sick and tired of this moderate iman. Sick and tired of leading such a life. We were so weak in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to grant us strength in our iman. Allah, we ask you for himmat in our iman. Allah, we ask you for improvement in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you that you make our imans also azim, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't want to be moderate in our dunya, but Allah, we are so moderate in our deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove this ghafla from our deen. Remove this ghafla from our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, just like we have a passion for the dunya, Allah, give us an increased passion for akhirah. Give us an increased desire for the akhirah. Give us an increased talab for our iman, on working on this iman, on improving this iman, strengthening this iman, nurturing and nourishing this iman, making this iman also azim, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you for rahmah. Allah, we ask you to remove all the spiritual ailments from our heart, all the spiritual diseases from our heart. Allah, remove this arrogance, this pride, this vanity from our hearts. Allah, this kibriyai belongs to you. This is your robe, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Allah, take out every single atom of this greatness from our heart. Allah, take out this kibr from our heart once and for all. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us humility. Allah, grant us such an azmat of you. Allah, such an azmat. Let us feel such an azmat that because of that azmat, our heart develops that humility. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to feel that humility. Allah, we want to lead a life of ubudiyah, of abdiyah. Allah, decree for us such a life. Allah, accept this intention from us tonight. Accept these du'as from us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us loyalty in our relationship to you. Allah, grant us loyalty in our ta'luq with you. Allah, make us loyal to you, Ya Allah. Make us wafadar to you, Ya Allah. Make us people who can esteem your hukum, who can honor your hukum, who can value and do qadr of your hukum. Ya Rabbi Kareem, include our names amongst the shakirin. Allah, include our names amongst the shakirin. Shukr for all the ni'matin that you have given to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we deserve. Allah, we don't deserve all of these things that you have given to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we deserve the exact opposite of these things. Allah, the haq and the adl was that when we sinned with our eyes should have become blind. Allah, the adl was that when we lied with our tongue, we should have been made mute. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya adl was that when we listened to those things that were impermissible, we should have been made deaf. Ya Rabbi Kareem, but instead of making us blind and deaf and mute, Allah, you have given these ni'mat to us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you for tawfiq to be able to use these ni'mat in a way that is pleasing to you. And Allah, we ask you, we seek forgiveness for all those ways in which we disobeyed you in any, with every part of our body, with any part of ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the way we used or misused our eyes. Forgive us, Ya Allah, for every way we violated your commands. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you for himma and tawfiq, and we also ask you for hifaza and protection. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah. Grant us your protection from sins, from shaitan, from our own nafs, from all the trappings and delusions of the dunya, of the makhluk. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Atub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi khayri khalkihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amin.